The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I will continue our readings from the book Pogue's Basics, Money, Essential Tips and Shortcuts That No One Bothers to Tell You. And we will continue reading in Chapter 8. It's titled Food and Drinks. And we'll continue our readings with the section Starbucks Hacks. The best tip anyone ever gave for saving money at Starbucks, of course, is, quote, kick the habit. The average Starbucks addict spends $1,100 a year. A grand cafe latte three times a week will cost you $2,100 a year. That's a lot of beans. If you can't kick the habit, though, adopt some of these tricks that may help save you some money. Bring your own cup. Save 10 cents on any drink and keep one more chunk of Starbucks cardboard out of the landfill. This works for any cup you bring in, even if it comes from a Starbucks rival. And 50 cents refills all day. After you've bought one Starbucks beverage, you can keep gulping all day for cheap. They'll refill your cup with coffee or tea, hot or iced, as many times as you can stand for 50 cents a pop, for as long as you're still in the store. Doesn't matter what you've ordered originally or what size. Depending on the size of your original cup, that saving to you is around 85% per drink. And free birthday drink. If you've signed up for Starbucks loyalty program, and you can sign up for free at starbucks.com, you get a free beverage on your birthday. You also get emailed coupons and discounts all year long. And each time you pay for a drink with your Starbucks card or app, you earn a star. If you manage to collect 5 in a year, you get free coffee and tea refills. Collect 30 in a year, and you get a couple of free beverages. But everyone gets a free birthday drink. The 22% off Starbucks card. Remember the amazing gift card exchange site tip that we read on a previous episode? You'll find a lot of Starbucks gift cards on those sites, usually available for around 22% off. If you're a Starbucks regular, you'd have to be nutty not to buy those cards and use them on your Starbucks visits. The free water. Starbucks sells bottled water, but it also gives away its own delicious triple-filtered water. Just ask for it in a to-go cup, and boom, you've saved a couple of bucks. And light ice. If you order your ice beverage with light ice, they'll give you less ice. Your drink is less diluted, and you get more drink for your money. A few truly brazen Starbuckians actually ask for the ice on the side, taking this principle to a shameless extreme. The secret short drink. The smallest size on the Starbucks menu is called the tall, but an even smaller one doesn't appear on the menu, the short. It's less expensive, of course, and great when you need just a little zap of something. Besides, the short does as well as the tall if you're just looking for a caffeine hit. It contains about the same amount of espresso. And free whipped cream for Rover. Starbucks wants your dog to be happy, too, by providing a free cup of whipped cream. To get it, order a puppuccino or puppy latte. And while we're talking about Starbucks hacks, feel free to order your hot beverage at, quote, kids' temperature. It won't be so hot that it scalds you, and you'll be able to start sipping it right away. And the savings ballpark here is projected about $290 a year using these hacks. And how about a free donut in June? There it is, believe it or not, a National Donut Day. It's on the first Friday in June each year. And why should you care? Because the big chains hand out free donuts that day. Stop by Donut Shop, Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, etc. Choose your free donut. Sometimes it's with the purchase of a drink, sometimes it's with a coupon from the chain's Facebook page, and sometimes with no fine print at all. And think this paragraph in your heart. Savings ballpark, a whopping dollar a year. Free samples of anything at Whole Foods. Whole Foods is an expensive place to get beautiful, wholesome groceries. People haven't nicknamed it Whole Paycheck for nothing. But you gotta say this for them. During prime daytime hours, there are always a few free sample tables around the store. Breads, dips, cookies, pie, orange juice, meats, and the most amazing cheeses. But wait, there's more. It's Whole Foods policy to let you sample anything in the store. Literally anything on the shelf, even if the salesperson has to open the package to get you a taste. Just ask. Sometimes having opened a box of something, they'll just hand it to you then to keep. And whatever happened to grocery coupons? Later in this book on page 25, you can read about internet couponing. All around you, probably in your very town, certain people save insane amounts of money by exploiting the cult of online coupon collecting. When it comes to supermarkets, the headquarters for manufacturer and store coupon are websites like coupons.com and grocerysmarts.com. These are like gigantic, searchable newspaper ad supplements online without the paper cuts. To cut one out, you just click it. All the click coupons wind up on a single printout ready to take to the store. There are corresponding phone apps, too. For example, the coupons.com app knows where you are, so it can show you offers from nearby stores. Finding the good ones is easy, but you can't just show your phone to the cashier. Instead, you have to print them by emailing them to yourself, or if you have an iPhone, sending them directly to AirPrint-compatible printers. Or if you have a store loyalty card from ShopRite, Giant Eagle, Winn-Dixie, or a couple of the other chains, you can have a coupon electronically added to it so you get the discount when checking out. Coupons.com also owns the Grocery IQ app, which is a super smart shopping list app. It remembers stuff you've ordered in the past. It can scan barcodes on food packages to save you typing in their product names, and it organizes your list by area of the grocery store to save you time. But best of all, it's integrated with coupons.com so that when you add something to your grocery list, any matching coupons are added automatically. The beauty of it is that you don't even have to think ahead or print anything out. You can look for coupons right there in the store on your phone while you're out and about. And the savings ballpark here is estimated around $400 a year. And grocery store meat for 50% off? Okay, you're a butcher. You stock all kinds of meat and fish. You know you can't sell it after a certain date. What are you going to do? On the last sellable day, you're going to sell it at half price. That's what. Okay, now suppose you're a smart consumer. You know about this sizzling deal, so you go to your grocery store early in the morning. You go to the meats counter and look for some specially marked, deeply discounted prime cuts of beef. It won't be labeled, today's the last day of the sale, but the price will tell you that you found gold. You get the meat for half price. You cook it that day or freeze it until you want it. You smile knowing that you've beaten the system. The sell-by date isn't a goes-bad date. In other words, the beef is perfectly safe to cook or freeze on its last sell-by date. The savings ballpark here is about $250 a year. Store brands, subtract the marketing cost of groceries. What is Skippy peanut butter anyway? It's peanuts, vegetable oil, sugar, and salt. Well, what is Great Value peanut butter? Walmart store brand. Same ingredients. So why does a jar of Great Value cost 22% less than Skippy? Or why is Tropicana orange juice $3.50 a carton when Publix OJ cost $3? It's the same juice, right? The answer, of course, is marketing. National brands have to advertise. Store brands don't. On average, according to Consumer Reports, store brands cost about 30% less than national brands. Fans of store brand shopping are fond of pointing out that frequently the store brand is manufactured by the national brand using the same ingredients, factory, and workers. Hormel meat products, Marcel paper products, and Reynolds foil and plastic wrap all make and package both their own brands and store brands. Same products, different labels. That doesn't mean that the products are always identical, though. They might use different formulas or ingredients held to different standards. Still, store brands are almost always a great deal. In a Consumer Reports poll of 24,000 shoppers, 78% described the store brand's quality as identical to the national brands. They may not taste identical to the national brands, just not any worse. If you're really hesitant to try a store brand, you can Google that particular example to see how good it is. Search for Bumblebee Tuna versus Nature's Promise, for example. But generally, you can't go wrong with the store brands, and you can save one-third off your annual grocery bill. And the savings ballpark here is around $600 a year. Store brands, drugstore edition. When it comes to drugstores, you can take everything you read in the previous tip and underline it three times. The store brands for medicines, cough syrup, pain relief, allergy meds, and so on, differ from store brands for groceries in one key aspect. By law, store brand drugs must include exactly the same active ingredients in the same quantities, and they must be manufactured according to the same strict FDA regulations. They cost an average of 36% less than national brands, but they are exactly as effective. The inactive ingredients, colors, flavorings, fillers, are usually different. In fact, trademark law prevents the pills or syrups from looking exactly like national brands, but again, the actual medicine inside is identical. Typical examples: Advil 40 liquid gels, $7.39. Care One, the CVS store brand sitting right next to it, $5.69 for the same amount, a savings of 23%. Listerine, 8.5 ounces, $3.79. The CVS brand is $2.67, a savings of 30%. And Tom's, 160 tablets, $8.99. CVS antacid tablets, same number, $7.29, a 19% savings. And that's not just over-the-counter drugs. Generic prescription drugs bring you an even bigger savings on average, 80% off. Generic prescriptions, medicines, however, are no big secret. Your doctor or pharmacist may even steer you to them. 86% of all prescriptions prepared by pharmacies are now generics. And your savings ballpark here is about $85 a year. And how about the free movie popcorn distribution channel? Movie theater popcorn follows some of the strangest rules in all of economics. First of all, the profit margin is truly impressive. You pay $8 for popcorn that costs the movie theater perhaps 45 cents to buy, a 1,700% markup. Per ounce, that popcorn costs more than a filet mignon. Much more. And second, most theaters offer popcorn in small, medium, and large sizes. But the prices aren't at all proportional to the amount you get. They're heavily slanted to encourage you to buy a large. For example, you might pay $6.50 for a small, $7.50 for a medium, and $8 for a large. You may even have been asked, would you like to upgrade to a large for 50 cents more? So here's the tip. Suppose you've gone out to see a movie with friends. Instead of ordering three small popcorns, order a large bucket and then ask, and could I also have some empty cups to share the popcorn? That way, you get the relatively huge value of the large popcorn, but you can share it without having to keep passing the bucket back and forth. You'll discover that the concession staff is perfectly happy to accommodate you. And incidentally, don't get steamed up about the insane prices of popcorn and candy at the movies. The theater has to hand over as much as 70% of your ticket price to the movie studios, but it keeps 100% of snack profits. The result, according to a Stanford study, is that the sales of those tasty snacks keep your ticket price lower than it would be without them. And the savings ballpark here is about $11 per movie. And the most level-headed discussion of bottled water ever written. Bottled water is a hot, live-wire topic. Show up with a bottle of water in front of the wrong friend or coworker, and you've got some unpleasantness on your hands. A dirty look, a disgusted lecture, maybe even a reevaluation of the whole relationship. The arguments against bottled water are pretty standard. Making all those plastic bottles and shipping all that water to the stores is an environmental disaster. True. You're paying $3 for what's nothing more than purified tap water. Often true. You're a hopeless sucker, a mindless consumer rat, manipulated by the corporate behemoths for their own profit. Possibly. Let's face it, most people who buy water in bottles do it for convenience. Drinking fountains are becoming increasingly rare, and our food is becoming increasingly salty. We could buy soda or fruit juice, of course, but water is a healthier, zero-calorie drink. So what are we going to do? Carry around our own water bottles? Well, actually, yes. Becoming one of those water bottle-carrying people may be a habit change for you, but it has tremendous benefits. It's good for you. There's scarcely a doctor alive who doesn't recommend drinking more water. It's good for you. It's good for your skin, your kidneys, your digestion, your brain function, and energy levels. It helps prevent kidney stones, hangovers, constipation, and headaches. So what does all that have to do with having a water bottle? Simply put, you'll drink more water if it's there. Some handy and always handy convenience equals consumption. It's less calorie. When you're out and about and you're grabbing a bite somewhere, what are you going to drink? You could buy soda or fruit juices, but both are loaded with sugar and calories. A can of Coke has 127 calories. Apple juice, 155. It takes 47 minutes of jogging to burn off two of those. You up for that? Or would you rather just switch to water? It also saves money. This, of course, is the big point here. A soda costs between $1.30 a can, bought as part of a 12-pack at the grocery store, and $4.75 for a cup at a movie theater or amusement park. Bottom line, a soda habit is probably costing you $500 or $600 a year. If you carry a water bottle with you, you spend nothing and lose weight and live longer. And your savings ballpark here is about $550 a year. And now we'll move into Chapter 9. It's titled Your Body. Unless you live in a shack off the grid somewhere, you probably spend a good deal of money on your body every day. Health care, personal care, looks, teeth, hair, guts. The whole business is just rife with opportunity to take care of yourself less expensively. 20% more sunscreen, yours free. You think gas is expensive? You think champagne is expensive? Try sunscreen. A typical 3-ounce tube will set you back $12 or $18 if you have to buy it on site at the beach or pool or a hotel. That works out to be about $768 a gallon. Deep in your heart, you must realize that there's no possible way to get all the sunscreen out of a tube just by squeezing it. About 20% of the goop you've paid for remains in there, clinging to the inside of the tube. When it's toothpaste, you probably don't care. But at $768 a gallon, you might care a lot about sunscreen. At that price, it's a little more disturbing to think about throwing away 20% of the sunscreen you've paid for. That's why nobody at the beach will laugh if you snip off the end of the tube and scoop out the leftover sunscreen with your finger. Think of it as scooping out CPF 30 dollar bills. And the savings ballpark here is about $3.60 per tube. Blowing up the great toothpaste ad lie. Wow. Toothpaste sure looks great when photographed by a professional, doesn't it? How many times in your life have you ever seen toothpaste depicted like this? And yet the proper amount of toothpaste to use is a pea-sized blob. Who says so? Only the American Dental Association and your dentist and even the toothpaste companies. You'd think you need a lot based on some toothpaste commercials on television. However, recommendations from the American Dental Association state that you only need a pea-sized amount for effective cleaning. Guess where that paragraph appears? On Colgate's website. What you see in commercials is too much for an adult and way too much for a child, says Cheryl Watson Lowry, DDS on dentistry.com. Place a small pea-sized dab of toothpaste on the toothbrush. That's all it takes. Okay, so why on earth would toothpaste companies show pictures of toothbrushes loaded up with five times the correct amount of paste? Why would they want us to think we should use that amount every time we brush? Come on now. You know the answer to that one already. And the savings ballpark here is about $78 a year. And toothpaste, how to buy it. Packaging and marketing are huge components of any consumer good. But toothpaste? Oh, wow. The price per ounce can vary so radically that you'd think the makers chose the digits by throwing darts. If you're an Amazon.com shopper, for example, your search for toothpaste is rewarded by a fascinating display. Each package of toothpaste displays its price per ounce. You'll quickly discover how often the public is fooled into paying way too much for toothpaste. You'll see prices like 19 cents an ounce, 31 cents, 85 cents, $1.15, all the way up to $2.51 an ounce, which you can assume is toothpaste made with genuine gold dust. So your best bet is to spend the least on packaging and the most on the stuff inside. In short, you want the lowest price per ounce. For home use, that means buying the biggest tube you can, and of course using coupons.com to find deals on toothpaste, which are plentiful. You're always going to need toothpaste, right? In fact, you know at this moment how much you're going to use for the rest of your life. If you brush twice a day, you'll need 3 ounces a week. The toothpaste companies say an ounce of toothpaste is good for 3 brushings, but who's going to believe them anymore? Toothpaste doesn't go bad in the sense of spoiling. However, according to the FDA, the fluoride in it may lose its effectiveness after 2 years. At that point, don't throw the toothpaste away. Toothpaste is still amazing for de-stinking your fingers after you've handled garlic or onions, removing scuffs from leather shoes, put a dab on, rub it in with cloth, getting crayon marks off walls, and cleaning things like faucets, sinks, and irons. Anyway, the bottom line is this. Buy a lot of toothpaste when the deal is favorable. You'll generally find it's most favorable when the quantity is large. The toothpaste is basic and the coupon is generous. And the savings ballpark here is around $78 a year. And we're out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as podcasts at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call. 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.